From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Evacuations of civilians and rebels were due to begin Wednesday in the Syrian city of Aleppo, where a ground offensive backed by Russia forced opposition fighters from eastern neighborhoods they held since 2012. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the evacuations were expected to begin at 3 o'clock GMT, but several hours after that time, no one had left. Details of the agreement brokered by Turkey and Russia were sketchy, including where the civilians and fighters would go. On Tuesday, at an emergency meeting of the Security Council, Western envoys criticized Russia for its ongoing military support of the government of President Bashar al-Assad and the months of attacks inflicted on residents of the city. Here is U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power.
The regime and its Russian allies will only be emboldened to replicate their starve and surrender and slaughter tactics elsewhere. This will be their model for attempting to retake cities and towns across Syria. It will not end with Aleppo, and it will not focus on terrorists. It never has, and there is no evidence that it will.
Meantime, UN Special Envoy Staffan de Mistura has called for UN access to oversee the evacuation of civilians from Aleppo. Members of Gambia's ruling party asked the Supreme Court Tuesday to void December 1st election results following their leader's loss. The appeal was made the same day that a delegation of West African leaders arrived in the capital city to urge President Yahya Jammeh to concede the election after more than two decades in office. Jammeh withdrew his concession defeat to Adama Barrow, citing unacceptable errors found by election officials. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The Islamic State group is claiming responsibility for Sunday's suicide bombing at Cairo's Coptic Orthodox Church. The terrorist group is warning of more attacks, promising to continue its war against what it called every infidel and apostate in Egypt and elsewhere. The attack Sunday left at least 25 people dead. Egyptian authorities arrested four people allegedly tied to the blast and are searching for more. President-elect Donald Trump announced on Tuesday his nomination for ExxonMobil CEO Rex Tillerson to become Secretary of State. Tillerson has spent more than 40 years at the oil company, gaining knowledge that Trump says is crucial to leading the State Department. Some Republicans are expressing concern over Tillerson's close ties to Russia, but others, such as former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, call him an excellent choice. The president-elect flew to Wisconsin Tuesday for another of his thank you rallies.
Together, we're going to make Washington answer to the people once again. We're going to put the government to work for you, first time in a long time. The whole world is recognizing our movement. It's because of you.
Also Tuesday, Trump named former Texas Governor Rick Perry to head the country's Department of Energy. A U.S. official says President Barack Obama's administration is stopping the planned sale of precision-guided weapons to Saudi Arabia in response to concerns over Saudi military practices and the Yemeni civil war, which has claimed the lives of thousands of civilians. In addition to canceling the sale of the precision-guided weapons, the U.S. will change the way it trains Saudi Air Force personnel to improve their accuracy. The actions could further strain ties with Saudi Arabia, just as President-elect Trump prepares to take office next month. And U.S. President Barack Obama signed a $6.3 billion bill for medical research and treatment.
So we're tackling cancer, brain disease, substance use disorders, and more. And none of this work would have been possible without bipartisan cooperation in both houses of Congress.
Mr. Obama made a point to highlight the work of Vice President Joe Biden. The section of the bill allocating nearly $2 billion in cancer research funding was named for his son, Beau, who died from brain cancer in 2015. And for additional information, you can join us at our website at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.